All right. Sorry for being late. I was genuinely getting all this music together. I wasn't playing with my phone, new phone. All right, so woman in the house, what did Vaney's goat? Why don't we do this? They look like separate sets, but let's do woman in the house, Devaney's goat, the Shaskin, and men of the house. That's a nice, good set to get everybody warmed up. Oh, hang on a second. What did I just do? I inadvertently got... I'm losing my mind already, folks. Woman in house. I lost the music for it, but I remembered how it started amazingly. I think it's a little too fast, isn't it?
Thank you.
One more time. Screw up there, folks. I knew what I meant.
I like the flogging reel. I'm glad you did that one.
I can't even remember the Shesky. I remember the Shesky jig, but I can't remember the Shesky reel off the top of my head. But that's...
It's, It's funny. I didn't realize that it was the flogging reel. I thought, oh, I guess I know the Shaskin reel after all.
So. I'm just trying to keep everybody on their toes. All right. Let's do Whelan's Jig and have a drink with me. Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
And I'm going to pair that up with something else. Let me see. The Creel. Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that too long of a set? If we did Whelan's Have a Drink with Me, the Creel of Turf. Oh, yeah, we'll do that. I guess that's the set. Well, that's good enough. So let me get the... Creel of Turf. Where the heck is it? Oh, right here. On Whelan's. Okay. We got it now. I'm sorry, I didn't have time to organize these sets of tunes. I was printing as you guys were waiting for me. And in between, I was flooring. In between the tune learning and the session, I was trying to finish the floor. Okay.
Thank you.
Come on. Sorry about that little mess up there, but I love those tunes.
Yeah, they're great tunes.
My wrist is hurting, so for those of you who weren't at the tune learning, I hurt my wrist today. I guess doing the flooring, and I just, I'm not sure, it's right in there, and it's really, really painful. So I might screw up again. So just warning you. All right. Let's do The Tailor's Twist, The Wily Old Bachelor, and The Western. Three of my favorite hornpipes. Of course, I didn't even know The Tailor's Twist until I did the slow session. So that's how I got to learn too. Thank you. Tunes. Got those second two tunes from Paddy O'Brien when I met him, and my father recorded him playing those two tunes in 1972. And one of the greatest tune composers and you know, legendary accordion player, of course. You know. All right. Let's go back to some reels. Yeah. Let's do the torn jacket. Oh, I just realized I have the flogging down here on this list. We already played it. All right. So the torn jacket, Almond Sound. We'll forget the flogging. We already did it. And we'll do the Tuller and Over the Water Maggie. How's that? I'm working you guys hard today. So, let me see. Yeah, I have it right here. I
actually.
Huh?
You probably didn't even need prompting.
Almond Sound, I got, and the Tuller, and Over the Moor to Maggie is. I need that one because I won't remember it. I won't remember how it starts. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Over the Moor?
Over the Moor to Maggie. I have it down. All right, so the Torn Jacket, Almond Sound, Flogging. Oh, no, we're not doing the Flogging. The Tuller and Over the Moor to Maggie. I got this from a session in Connecticut. I think Damian Connolly was playing it. We used to guest at this session, and he was a guest. Sometimes we did it together, but a lot of times he would lead the session, and then I would lead the session. And I happened to be at his session one time, and he played this tune. Everybody was playing it, and that's how I learned this tune from that session. Right? And then Almond's... Okay, we got that in the Tuller. And Over the Moor to Maggie. Right, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Set. You guys surviving okay? Not working you too hard, I hope. All right. What are we gonna do now? How about the Cuppers and Brass and the Bank of Turf and a Hearn's Egg? Ugh. Ugh. Django's. Ugh.
Oh. I thought it was manageable until you said Hearn's Egg.
Did you hear that? She said it was manageable until I mentioned that name. A Hearn's Egg. Any questions? Bill, I got the missus' message, so we're going to bring the chairs to Mount Vernon.
That's very nice of you. We're sorry we're going to miss. We bought the tickets to Lunasa months ago, and so we didn't know that it was going to overlap with your concert.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, this was a last minute thing, and I might have held off if I knew Lunasa were going to be in town.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they going to be in Mount Vernon?
No, they're going to be at the place in Seattle.
Triple Door.
Yeah. But, that's a nice little venue, too. I like it.
Yeah,
Of course, they're all good friends of mine. So say hello, you get to talk to Kevin and...
Yeah.
I think probably Colin Farrell's playing with him. I don't think Sean is coming over for that tour. But
I don't know. But yes, we'll definitely say hello.
We're happy to do that. I'm sorry to part with those chairs, though. I really enjoy seeing them. Very comfortable on my butt, I have to say.
Right. Good to hear. I'm glad you're enjoying them.
So Bill and his wife were over here for a session one day, and they left their chairs behind. And just to fill you in on the conversation. So Jen and I were discussing, we had a big session at the house in August previous to the pandemic. And so we're thinking that this year we might be able to do that session again. I think we had 100 people. I think we had 3 different sessions going on at the same time.
And dancing.
We had some sets and Kaylee's and stuff. But you're all very welcome to come. Well, I'll give you, when we figure out the date, I'll let you know. But, we have 2.5 acres here. We don't have a lot of room in this house. It's a small house. But got a camper, a trailer, or a tent, and there's a couple of places in town to stay. So you're all very welcome to come to that session. It was going to be an annual session because we got married here at the house, and we got married in May, but we couldn't have the session in May, so we decided August. So August is it. So I won't show. I'll
hide. So my food, my snacking.
Jan is snacking. I was gonna just hide it. I'm pretty sure it's diet food. All right, enough talk. All right.
Thank you.
From the great Finbar Dwyer. It's an amazing tune. So, all right, how are we doing? You doing okay?
Hey, John, I've got a question.
Yep.
That tune, Coppers and Brass, does it sound so familiar, but does it have another name?
Probably.
Yeah, Humors of Ennis Diamond.
Oh, that's right. The Humors of Venice.
Okay, yeah. That's it.
Yep. I don't know. I just get the names, and then I actually have both names, but you know, when I looked it up, I just pulled it out of another session that we did previous. And let me see.
So can you repeat the name again? Because my clock was chiming. So Humors of what?
Ennis Diamond. Which is in County Clare. So, Bruce, how are you? I want to say hello to a couple of people. Greer, it's been a while. How are you, buddy?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing all right for an old guy.
Yeah, the surgery work? How'd the surgery do? Your hand's good?
Oh, no, it's better, but it's, no, I still have fine motor skill issues, but We'll catch up maybe at the end of the session. I won't sign off right away, but
good to see you.
You too, my friend.
Thank you,
Steve and McKay. I just want to make sure I say hello to everybody. Jim, good to see you, buddy.
You too.
I think that's everybody. Oh, hang on. Bill. I didn't say hello to Bill, and I know Pippa is there somewhere, but I think I said hello to Pippa earlier. But I saw Greer, I haven't seen him in a while, so I wanted to say hi. So, Helen, did I not say hello to you, Helen? You're usually one of the first people I say hello to. What is that? I'm just losing my mind today. All right, hornpipes. Oh yeah, so Karen, she threatened me if I didn't play, what was it? The stack of wheat or the stack of barley?
Either, I think you have them in two sets.
I do.
Unlike the natural combination of them both.
Let's do the stack of wheat. Oh, yeah, and Sonny Murray's. Well, let me get that Sonny Murray's. And I think I'm going to pair that stack of wheat. I'm going to pair that with the Wanda and New Century. All right. Did I not get Sonny Murray's? I think that must be a mental block in that tune. I think I did that before. Is there a different name to that? Sonny Murray's, let me see.
The Wicklow.
I should know that. It's right next to... how does it go? Can somebody help me out there? Because I didn't pull it up. Oh, I guess I could pull it up real quick. I appreciate your patience today, folks. I'm kind of tired. It's been a rough week. My wrist is really... All right, so let me get...
Which one are you looking for the tune?
So I'm going to get Sonny Murray. So I've got it right here. Take me 2 seconds. Yeah, well, I should have it. And if I don't, it's probably in Sonny Brogan's. Well, look at that. I don't have it.
Elena, unmute.
I was trying to figure it out. I think if you're looking for are you looking for Sonny Murray's?
Yeah. Okay. So let me see. Stagaway Sonny Murray's. So why don't we start off with Sonny Murray, so that way I'll remember the bloody thing. And then I wanna add The Wonder and The New Century. We haven't done those in a while. I don't know if you all know them, but we have done them before. But George Ross was from County Wexford. He was a fantastic accordion player and played with, I think, the Bunclody Cayley Band. Won a couple of All-Irelands, and he actually adjudicated me in my very first All-Ireland music competition and my very last. So he's kind of a very special guy, and I thank God I had the opportunity to go see him shortly before he passed away. And he's a kind of a legend in County Wexford, but really and a wonderful guy. So we'll do that one first, and then the Stack of Wheat. And then The Wonder, and then The New Century. Okay?
Thank you.
Tunes. I mean, amazing, incredible writing. Just, it makes total musical sense to me the way he wrote those tunes. You know, sometimes you hear a tune and it's like, really? They don't make sense, musically speaking. But not that I have any theory background, but I know when something sounds wrong, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? It's like, but those tunes with those changes in the beautiful stuff. All right. Well, let's see. We're 5:07 already. We're doing good. All right. Let's, I guess we'll go back to the reels, right? Let me see what we got. You want to do, let me see. Oh, we didn't do Anderson's and Lady on the Island. We can do that. And then we might as well do all this pairing. But so here we go. We'll have a bit of fun. I don't know if I can do it. I might have to lower this seat a little bit. There we go. So I get to the ground. Let me move the screen down a little bit. There you go. Let's do the Anderson's Lady on the Island, The Morning Dew, and the silver spear. So get ready to jump up and down, and we'll do the silver spear. And we're gonna, I forgot, we have the Dingle Regatta in there as well. But maybe we won't do, you know what, we'll save the jumping up and down. We'll do the Dingle Regatta, say, after this one. So, Anderson's. And and then Morning Dew, you know. And okay.
Oh!
Stretching out there, and it's like you guys, I'm giving you a good workout today. All right, well, let's finish off and have a little bit of fun. We'll do the Dingle Regatta set with the Merrily Kiss the Quakers and the Dingle Regatta, and we can do our jumping up and down, get your exercise. And before I forget, I want to say thank you again to Alina for co-hosting and helping out. I want to
thank all of
you for coming by and spending some time. I know you have probably tons of other things you could be doing, and I'm delighted that you chose to spend the time here with me. And Andre, did I say hello to you yet today? I guess she can't hear me. So, all right. Well, thanks, everybody. I don't know, there's no really commercials. Anybody local and you're on my Facebook, you know what's going on. I got a few gigs coming up. We're in Mount Vernon and we're doing the Crossroads Mall, and we're doing a gig here on Vashon Island. And, you know, I think I sent the itinerary out. So if anybody is close by or you know anybody that wants to come and they prefer to see me than Lunasa, just let me know. So. I'm just kidding, Bill. I would be going to Lunasa too if I had known.
I told Kaylee, who I think she's the one who set it up at up in Mount Vernon. I said, "What were you thinking?" And she just apologized.
Well, it is what it is. She's probably just doing it as a favor more than anything else, because we wanted to do the gigs. It wasn't for us. Not that we're. Rich or anything, but the idea was to get an opportunity to play together. So I've never toured with Sean, and he's a fantastic fiddle player, but we were at O'Flaherty's together, and so anyway, Thanks again, everybody. I won't sign off right away at the end if you guys want to chat for a couple of minutes. But here we go. Finish. Now I'm really tired.